Hi, it's Nicole, and in this expanded teaching, I'm going to talk about collapsing lower masculine timelines and how, when you're creating consciousness in a certain way, that is connected to the multidimensional avatar. What happens from this space is that the consciousness of the multidimensional avatar is able to help you to repair timelines. What you want to know about the multidimensional self is that it is a mapping consciousness that you can create with that is connected to the quantum field. So in quantum consciousness, there is an aspect in how you create that says, within a moment that is created, within an event, there is always a possibility to create with more than one timeline. So quantum consciousness and quantum law states that within an event, you have a consciousness that was present that you did not know was there. So therefore, if an event happened or took place in your life, you are experiencing that event as the victim. But now, with this awareness of quantum consciousness, you can begin to experience the event as a multidimensional self, which means that another aspect of yourself was present in that moment that you were not aware of. So when it comes to collapsing lower masculine timelines, including any traumatic, very powerful and painful raw events that took place in your life that caused deep hurt, deep pain, very, very deep wounding, you can go back into that timeline and you can repair that timeline. You can actually bring that experience in a completely new frequency based on the multidimensional self. So once again, the multidimensional self is the aspect of consciousness that can delete and repair timelines. What we want to do now based on this important awareness is that you want to go into a timeline and you want to basically repair it so that it has these two key consciousness. You want an old timeline that you experienced trauma, pain, and wounding on to have the consciousness of the multidimensional self as the new reality. And you want that same timeline to now have the consciousness of God as the new reality. The reason why that is important is because God is the creator principle. So if you have a disconnection with the consciousness of God, then you have a disconnection with the principle of how you were creating when the event happened. So now that you have a correct principle of God, you can then go back into the past or go back into that timeline, and you can now bring the principle of God online within the self so that what you are now creating is from the creator, so that that principle of God as creator, of God as provider, can now provide for you in a multidimensional capacity. And now you have the power to bring the creator principle to create in your life based on this multidimensional concept or multidimensional awareness. So now you want to go back into a timeline, and the easiest way to map that is to go back into a memory of an event that happened that was extremely traumatic or painful that then formed your awareness and belief and consciousness around masculine energy. And for most women, it is connected to an experience that they had with their father. When you go back into that timeline is not in 2020. That timeline is actually mapped out in consciousness in the past. So within yourself, you are literally living in the past inside of that timeline. And then you want to bring the multidimensional self and the principle of God as creator. The correct principle of God that is now raised on the inner hero and allowing for yourself to now connect with the consciousness of the multidimensional self is going to help to reshape and remap that timeline so that you're now creating with a completely new timeline and literally quantum jumping into another state of awareness. When you begin to map this out in consciousness in a profound way, based on repairing that timeline, then you can bring the potential of that back into the present. And then now you can create with multiple aspects of yourself, including creating with a future version of yourself in the present moment. So this is a very, very powerful space in terms of how you're creating, what you're creating, and the fact that you're now moving in the consciousness of creator principle, which is the God principle, in terms of how you are moving forward. So creating with the aspect of creator principle is going to allow for you to create in your life through the energy of the multidimensional self. And as you're now creating with the multidimensional avatar self, in terms of how you're creating in consciousness, and you're connecting that or being activated in that in the field, once you are now activating that in the field of awareness, this becomes the new law. You want to basically bring whatever it is that you're creating with masculine energy on a completely new timeline. You want to create with the timeline of the high masculine energy. You want to create with the timeline of the immortal God energy. You want to create with the timeline of King consciousness. You want to create with the timeline of the multidimensional masculine. You want to create with the timeline of the masculine energy as the multidimensional provision in your field. You want to create with this quantum consciousness as it relates to how you're moving forward that helps you to delete all dysfunctional, distorted aspects of masculine energy in your life and bring you into this cosmic, multidimensional King consciousness that you're now erecting, that you're now raising, that you're now allowing to flow in your life, maps itself in your field, anchors itself in your physical reality, and then allow for this to be something that shows up in your physical reality.